Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
A Football Friday here on Bet Sweats. Thanks for hanging out. Another hour to go. We got Patrick Everson. We will have a two-minute drill. Most importantly, we'll go and see where the room is at heading into the weekend on the NFL and college football. We'll find a little bit about the room right now with our guy Patrick Everson, senior reporter, Vegas Insider, also a contributor over at Fox Sports. You can follow him on X at Patrick E underscore Vegas. Patrick, appreciate you getting up early out in Vegas to jump on with us. And we were just talking during the break about the potential of Survivor. I mean, I was part of that carnage in some of my pools yesterday, and I looked in the big money pool that where you can see the stats. We don't know about the Circa because they don't release that until Saturday evening. But I will say, in the one that the big money one I'm in, it was 35% on the Rams. So it's going to be a big number.
Yeah, no doubt it's going to be a big number. It's going to be really interesting here in Vegas, 4 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday. Actually, I guess it'll be a little after that. That's the deadline to get the picks in. It usually takes them a little bit to kind of sort it all out, which you can understand with the thousands upon thousands of people who are in this contest. But this one's going to leave a mark. The only reason I feel it might be lessened is just because it was the Thursday game. And, you know, some people have an aversion to that Thursday game for good reason, especially after what we saw last night. No, this is going to be really interesting. I think it was week three in the Circus Survivor had 3,100 plus bow out. That's been the most, I believe that's been the most so far. So this one could leave, you know, this week could leave a lot more damage, especially if any of the other key favorites fall. But that one's, that was hard to believe. I mean, the Niners out 14-0 in almost no time, and then the Rams come back. They make that extra point. I mean, it may be a whole moot discussion this morning, but other than the great sweat that it would have been. But wow, I'm really eager to see Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening here, what that did to the Circus Survivor.
Love that you come on a Chicago-centric show with the Abe Froman shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
That's outstanding by you.
Oh, there you go.
That's well done.
The Sausage
Look
King.
At that. Outstanding.
I'm Abe Froman.
You hear a lot of things. I hear a lot of things. Joe hears a lot of things. What's the best thing you've heard from the books all week?
That's a really good question. I've talked to, you know, quite a few odds makers in town over the course of the week, just looking at an NFL piece that I've got up on Fox right now, going through that. I think where you almost have to go with this is Sammy, the Ravens Texans game, Texans at Ravens, just with that, just with that massive line movement and all that's behind it. And I guess, Sammy, you might have heard, I guess Lamar Jackson's not going to play this week. Is that so?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, folks. Ravens little inside reporters. Joke.
Yeah. Ravens reporters were like, oh, well, the line's moved 8 points. Lamar might not play. I'm like, wow, this is actually a thing, huh?
Really? You don't say. I think that's the most dynamic thing. And one odds maker here in Vegas just said, look, it's a very bizarre game. The look ahead on this was 9.5. You had some books that decided not to open Sunday night to try and get a little more information. Still ended up, including BetMGM, I believe, opened 6.5 Ravens. Quickly went down to 3.5. And then over the course of Tuesday, Wednesday, as this all evolved, with the Ravens having a lot more injuries than just Lamar Jackson. Obviously, Lamar Jackson. What I heard from Casey Degnan at the Superbook, our friends at the Superbook, Sammy and Joe, they figure 6.5 is what Jackson's worth to the number each week. So you're talking a 9.5 look ahead, and the Texans got as far as 2.5. So you're looking at almost a dozen points there. So obviously, they're concerned about some of the other injuries that are mounting for the Ravens. It's just, it's wild. But what this one odds maker said to me, reiterating what I just said, to me, Lamar Jackson is worth 6.5 points. This line going through zero to make the Texans a favorite is baffling to me, is what he said. So, but again, it's the line maker's decision to go through zero. However, you can't also leave yourself hanging out there. Even if you don't think it should go through zero, your opinion, if everybody else is at Ravens won 1.5, 2, 2.5, or Texans won 1.5, 2, 2.5. You can't necessarily have a line hanging. You can't have a line hanging out there the other way with the Ravens a favorite.
Which sharp teams, which sharp sides in the NFL are getting play?
So this is again from odds maker here in Vegas. The Broncos, Joe, every week seem to be getting sharp play. My Denver Broncos. There's a big helmet behind me. Not sure that's warranted, but for whatever reason, the wise guys seem to like what Denver brings to the table overall. Maybe not on a week to week basis, losing two games on last second field goals that they probably, certainly should have won one of them, could have won both. But sharp money on the Broncos at 5.5, plus 5.5, plus 4.5. Colts Raiders, sharp money both sides. Took the Colts early in the week at -6, got up to -7, took the Raiders at the +7. And then this London game, they're taking the under on that. The wise guys are 38.5 and 37.5. I think that's down to, that might have got as low as 35. I'm taking a peek right now just to see 35.5 and 36 is where it's at now. That's a pretty tidy total for an NFL game, but that's what people think. And bettors came in on the under at 38.5. Wise guys came in at the under at 38.5, 37.5.
In college, I, on Tuesday and Wednesday, was saying I'm going to bet Florida against Texas. And Joe and I looked up at the board. I love when he flips through the notes and he's just flipping. There's so many pages on the notepad. And we were looking up at that time at the board, and it's 7. And now you look at that game, Texas and Florida, I see a 4.5. I see 5. They came in and they blasted Florida again. Now, this is not the first time all season this has happened. It happened against LSU. It happened against Miami. Didn't really work out. But I think there's this appetite one more time, one more spin for the wise guys on Florida here against Arch Manning.
I think that's got to be what's happening, because you got to figure Miami is the public side here, Sammy. I'm actually looking at this morning's release from your friends and show partners, BetMGM. And I'm surprised by this. I'm just seeing this now. But Florida is the most bet team in spread tickets at BetMGM as of right now. I am baffled by that.
No.
They are not among the Gators are not among the top 5 in money, but they are number one in tickets, but guess who's number one in handle, Sammy? Conversely, Texas taking the most money right now at BetMGM Friday morning. Keep in mind, and I'm sure you tell your listeners this all the time, the overwhelming majority of money is going to come in closer to kickoff, game day, and closer to kickoff on game day. But Friday morning, Florida, the most bet team in spread tickets. Texas, the most bet team in spread handle. So that's kind of an interesting dichotomy there as you bring this up. But, it looks like they're going to take one more spin on Florida. It's not one that I'm necessarily willing to take. I think I'm going to My Chili's money is going to be on a Florida State money line upset. I'm gonna take a dabble in that just for fun. But I did as I looked at this last week, Sammy. I thought, you know what, maybe this is, you know, Texas. It's not like Texas has looked awesome this season, so I kind of thought about it as I looked at it a few days ago. But like you said, with that number coming down the way it has, it's not nearly as appealing.
What are you here? You brought up Florida State, your Chili's mm-hmm. money. You're going there. Mm-hmm. What are you hearing about Miami, Florida State, and also Vandy, Bama? That game's probably been discussed more than any college game on the show this week.
Right. There was one odds maker here in Vegas I talked to extensively about Vandy, Bama. And, you know, we need to keep in mind a couple things. Last year, Vandy beat Bama. Vandy was at home, mm-hmm. 40-35. I think Alabama was ranked number one at the time, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So huge upset. Vanderbilt was 23-point underdog. And the odds breaker said, if you would have told me 2 years ago that Vandy-Alabama would be considered a good competitive game, I'd have told you that you were crazy. But he said that game, that's going to be a game that drives action this week. And they definitely saw sharp money on Vandy at the opener, a 13.5, even a couple of other numbers as they got down to 10.5, even as low as 10. I think there might have even been a book or two that briefly, Joe, dipped below 10. But it looks like it settled in at 10.5. I think there's a little bit of honesty needed here. 10.5 is still a lot of points. I mean, this could still be a relatively easy game for Alabama if they're winning and covering the spread. So, you know, Vandy's still Vandy, but it's definitely a better team. The quarterback is definitely very confident. That quarterback is great as an underdog, by the way. I had Paul Stone. He sent me over a stat on that, and I think he's in his time at New Mexico State and Vandy as a dog, he's 19-5-1, something like that. So, you know, it's a surprising game. You've got sharp folks on Vanderbilt, pretty good, Joe. And but the public is certainly going to come back on Alabama. They're you know, especially coming off of what they, you know, the public remembers what they saw last, and Alabama went to Georgia and beat Georgia.
I know you've got some info on NFL MVP and also this really awesome race for Rookie of the Year that we've talked about this week. What do you got?
Well, I think what's interesting about NFL MVP, and this is from BetMGM, is Joe Burrow took so much action in the offseason that 2 weeks after coming off the board, Sammy, and I'm just looking through my notes from Christian Cipollini, the trading manager at BetMGM, he took so much offseason money that he is still number one in tickets and number one in money to win the MVP at BetMGM. And he said all that action is from preseason, early season. He said he was the most bet on player in the offseason. And this is a direct quote from Christian Cipollini, by an overwhelming amount. People were riding him like crazy. And he's still, you know, he's still got, I'm double checking this futures piece that I've got up at Vegas Insider right now, but I believe his ticket count is still about twice that of Lamar Jackson, and his money is more than one and a half times that of Lamar Jackson. So crazily enough, he's got a lot of tickets and money. Joe Burrow does. Obviously, he's not going to win, you know, very obviously he's not going to win the award. You know, some of the more interesting players in there, obviously Lamar Jackson, you know, Matt Stafford, you know, last night notwithstanding, is somebody if you're looking at maybe one of the longer shots, but you know, Lamar Jackson's up there. Obviously, Josh Allen he's kind of the extending favorite each week. He keeps getting to be a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger favorite week by week. And I think BetMGM even this week has flipped him. He's a slight minus money price now.
A couple more minutes
and then
here.
Rookie of the year.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
A couple more minutes. Patrick Everson. Yeah, jump to Rookie of the Year. Then we want to hit on baseball. Sure. What do you have for Rookie of the Year?
Sure, absolutely. So Jackson Dart has now entered the chat, obviously. He made his first NFL start. The Giants beat the Chargers 21-18. He didn't have like a hugely dynamic game as you look at the stats, 111 yards and one touchdown passing, but he had the 15-yard TD run as well, finished with 54 yards on the ground. You know, he opened 25-1, And he actually, prior to week three, guys, he'd slid out to 33-1. But once they announced he was going to start, he goes to the plus 1200 co-seventh choice. Now he's the plus 450 third choice at BetMGM behind only Emeka Egbuka and Ashton Gentry, who improved his stock last week with a pretty good game. So Jackson Dart is the flavor of the week in that for sure. And if he manages to keep it up and make the Giants interesting, perhaps he moves up even higher. And then, Joe, as you pointed out, World Series futures odds. This has been kind of interesting because over the last couple of weeks of the regular season, the Phillies took over as the favorite at BetMGM. They overtook Dodgers, who had been the favorite all season long. Now you have the Dodgers facing the Phillies in the NLDS, and BetMGM has decided to not only make the Dodgers a slight favorite against the Phillies in the series, but a slight favorite over the Phillies to win the World Series. So they're, again, the favorites. And I think this is probably the most interesting thing about World Series outs, guys, and that is at BetMGM. This is from senior trader Hal Eglin. The Yankees are an excellent outcome. They would love to see the Yankees win it all. He said, I can't believe I'm saying this, but BetMGM is cheering for the Yankees. They're actually our best result.
What would be their worst result? Did they share that?
That's a good question. Probably the Brewers at this point, and the reason why is you could have gotten longer numbers on the Brewers, not hugely long numbers, but they opened 35-1. You still could have got the Brewers at 25-1 as late as July 21st, and you know now Milwaukee is right there in those World Series odds. But yeah, it sounds like the Brewers would be their least light scenario, although there's probably a couple of others, and I'm sure there's a lot of Cubs money floating in there.
Oh, yeah. That's Patrick Everson, a senior reporter, Vegas Insider, contributor over at Fox Sports. Great breakdown, Patrick. Appreciate your time on this Friday. Best of luck with your wagers. And we're going to find out where the room is at, college football and NFL on the other side. This is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, all is right with the world because the room sucked last night. If we go over the overall, we know Brian Robinson Jr. was the most popular play, going over his props. The backup running back for San Francisco did not come close. He was in a lot of like short yardage situations, didn't come close to the number. Remember, number two was Blake Corum to go over his rushing prop. No, he got benched in the middle of the game because he couldn't do anything. Every time they threw the ball to him, he would drop it. He had that fumble that killed them just outside the 20. Like, the room totally got Corum. There were two McCaffrey props, and I'm blanking on what the other one was. But it was a big losing night for the room, right?
It was actually, I mean, again, I didn't have the exact I feel like the Corum number was minus 130, which I think makes it a losing night. But they went 3-2. DeMarcus Robinson went over, and the McCaffrey reception went over, and the McCaffrey rushing attempts went over.
Oh, so I just picked the right ones then to face.
Yes, the top two lost.
Yeah.
So, and McCaffrey needed overtime to get over the reception number, I'm almost positive. And that was a bet that was 6.5 minus 150. I believe I should look this up. I should know this. I believe he finished with 7 catches. Eight. Oh, 8? Okay. Then maybe he had 2 in overtime. I thought for some reason I want to say he was at 6 at the end of regulation. So if we don't get that crazy finish where you get the field goal and then the other field goal and all that jazz, and Kyren Williams doesn't fumble, the room probably doesn't get there, but we don't do the ifs and buts thing on this show. The Robinson one, I mean, when we heard Robinson live, I remember saying that's the one. Play the backup running back when they're a 9-point dog. Yes, that's a great idea.
They did the running back, backup running back on both sides. Those were the two most popular plays. Those are the two I faded, and those ended up winning. Corum, I don't know, man. If I'm them, I'm not putting Corum on the field for a couple weeks. Like, he looks so bad. I was under rooting against him, and I was frustrated at how bad he was. But what are you going to do? Because Kyren Williams, every time Kyren Williams had the ball, I'm like, two hands, hold on to it. Like, it kind of felt like he was going to fumble it at some point, and then he did it at the worst possible time.
Not a good running back room right now for Sean McVay.
Sucks. Nope. Good receivers, but not so much with the running back room. All right, Paul Aspen, let's go over it.
A bad kicker. Anyway.
Yeah, and San Francisco doinks it in, of course. Like, everything that they needed, they got last night with Pinheiro, too. Great. Former Bear. Yeah. What a bum. All right, let's go to the room. College football and NFL. What do you got?
So, couple that are in, like, we can run through the bottom, but there's a couple very notable ones. Number 5, most bet side tickets at BetMGM for the college football weekend. BYU -19.5 against West Virginia.
19.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 4, Iowa State. The favorite has flipped in this game. Iowa State is now a +1.5 point underdog to Cincinnati. Iowa State +1.5 is the 4th most bet side at BetMGM.
You think Cincinnati's real, Sam?
I just lagged out for 30 seconds. What did I miss?
Iowa State +1.5 is the 4th most side.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I kind of like Cincy to begin with. That's good. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Kind of surprised how bad Cincy's pass defense is. I mean, but I don't know if Rocco Beck can really take advantage of that. All right. Here we go. Pavia Coffin.
No!
Come on.
+10.5.
Are you serious?
Hell yeah.
They're going to get blown out. Blown out.
I was thinking about coming on here today and saying, you know what? Screw all that. Give me Vandy. Now I can't.
Nope. I can't. No shot.
Nope. Wow. I'm floored because Everson just hinted at the idea that people just saw Bama take down Georgia in Athens and that they're probably going to bet that. But so far, quite the opposite.
Yep. Number 2, most bet side at BetMGM, Miami, -3.5.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm nervous about this game. I am, for sure. I need Miami. I need Beck to have a big game. I'm just going to hold out hope that Miami wins by one or two or three, whatever. That's fine. Just don't lose. It does, Joe. It worries me that Florida State just lost. If that makes any sense, I would rather have Florida State come in off a win than come in off that loss on Friday night to Virginia. I don't know why I feel that way, but it's just it's a gut feeling. Yeah. It's a gut feeling.
It makes perfect sense, too. We'll go over that game in a couple of minutes on the college football side, but I understand why you're nervous. I get it. I think Florida State is live for that game, man. All right. Let's get to it. Number one.
Number one, Patrick Everson kind of clued us in a little bit. I can't do the Florida thing again after the LSU game and whatever another game that they just can't. Oh, the Miami game? Yeah, not doing that again. But Florida plus 5.5 is the most bet side at BetMGM against Texas.
I'm also like that really bothers me because I have Florida plus 7. How can you come in and bet 5.5 hand over fist when you could have bet 7? Like, that is so fundamentally dumb. You're going to need every point you can get with Florida because Florida offensively has been miserable. But the room decides, no, we don't want 7 or 6.5 or 6. We'll take 5.5. It blows my mind, just the lack of awareness on getting the important numbers. 7 is the most important number in college football. And you didn't want to bet 7. You'll settle for less than 7. It's so dumb.
There are 4.5s out there right now. But, Paul, correct me if I'm wrong. Like, they're counting all the bets at 7, right?
That's what I was going to bring up, too. I think they have to be, right? It's just like the total number of tickets on Florida, probably from plus 7 on down to the current number.
But it's not stopping. So, I mean, it's a collection of Florida bets. And sure, maybe there's a big chunk at 7. But if it continues that way, it has to have all the numbers a part of the equation. That's my guess.
For sure.
We have 3 of the top 4. Remember, the room has been the worst in college football. 3 of the top 4 are public dogs.
Oof.
So if you want
to
put together a Texas, Bama, Cincinnati parlay, I don't think that's an awful idea.
Ooh, Texas and Bama is interesting because now I'm coming from a position where, I mean, Alabama's winning. But now I could get a little creative here and I can do an Alabama and a Texas money line parlay and then create sort of a 7-point middle on the Florida plus 7 with the Texas money line. I'm going to calculate and tabulate that right now. Don't mind me.
Just to win?
Any other?
Yep. Money line.
Okay. Texas. Okay. Makes sense.
Any other college thoughts or you want to move to the room in NFL?
I'm glad the room isn't on Notre Dame. That's all I'm going to say.
To the Miami, Florida State, I understand your concern, especially coming off the loss, double overtime on the road, Virginia. Any concern that this is Beck's first road game, too? Miami's first road game, which it's rare that you go this far into the season and they get their first road game. I think that's worth bringing up. And if you look at Beck's numbers last year at Georgia, home versus road, he was not the same guy. Obviously, most of the games were at home and he had great numbers. But on the road, it was 3 touchdowns, 7 interceptions for Beck last year.
I'm a little nervous for sure. But also, Carson Beck, every game he's played this year has been in the rain. And the last game we saw Beck, it was monsooning sideways. And then on Sunday and Monday, the conversation is, oh, Carson Beck's lost his zip. It's like, it was windy and it was raining sideways. So this ideally for Miami is a game that's not pouring rain. Just win the game for my Heisman stock. Just win it. I don't care by how many points. Just win it.
I like the over in that one. It's been ticking up, and I think for good reason. Expect that one to be a high-scoring affair. Yeah, Paul, let's jump to the NFL. What do you have for the room there? Yeah.
All chalk. Shocker.
Okay.
All right. Number five, most bet side at BetMGM, before we even get to Monday, is Chiefs, -3.5.
Yep, I expected that.
So that means on Monday it's going to be through the roof. It's going to be like 90% tickets at least.
Can't wait to do the Jags thing again. Great.
Yeah.
Number four, and we are on the opposite side of this one. I know you guys are, and I am as well. Chargers -3.
Huh, love it.
Yeah, I like the Commanders +3, no doubt.
Number three. Okay.
They're betting it at three still, too, when it was 2.5.
Yeah.
The most key number in NFL.
Yep. Number three, man. They did the Vikings last week, and they're doing it again this week. I got that strong of an opinion on this game. Vikings -3.5 is the third most bet side at BetMGM.
Carson Wentz in London. You got to lay it.
I've heard some strong opinions on Minnesota. They don't have an offensive line, and you're facing arguably the best defense in the NFL. Like, this might be 1-10 wins. Oh, gee, I can't, there was a split second where I thought about Minnesota and Survivor. I'm like, no, even though it's Gabriel against Flores and all that, not interested in that.
I was getting irrationally angry watching Carson Wentz play football last week. He's still doing the same crap. Anyway, just dumb decisions, everything, clock management, everything. All right. Number two, Sam, you alluded to it. You are in the room. Eagles -3.5, second most bet side at BetMGM.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I like Fangio against Knicks. So be it.
Number one, most bet side at BetMGM. Understand this one. Lions -10.5. That's Cincinnati.
Really? The most popular bet is laying more than double digits. 10.5.
Well, the Bengals are atrocious.
They suck.
That's been chronicled enough this week.
I know. The most popular bet be the biggest spread of the week.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a piece of the Lions, too. They look like the old Lions. Huh.
And like, unlike the Bills, they won't take their foot off the gas, I guess, is the thought as well.
I'll say I'm a little relieved because I don't like any of the sides for the room. I mean, maybe KC. We'll get there Monday. But the others I'm not really in on.
So with KC, let me just tell people real quick. If you know you're going to be on the Chiefs on Monday, you should bet the Chiefs now. There are a couple books you can lay three, -118, -120 at.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I'm a forecaster of where markets are going to go, but if most of the markets are 3.5 and Paul's telling us on Friday how popular the Chiefs are going to be, it's very likely that we see four before we see three. I would never lay 3.5, four when I could lay three. Right now, I can lay three at multiple places. So if you're going to bet Kansas City on Monday, if you know that you're going to wake up Monday morning and like Chiefs, just lay the number now while you can lay three.
Is Washington, of the other side of the room, is Washington our favorite one?
It is now.
Therefore,
I like them.
Yeah, they lose to the Giants, and now they're back on the Chargers with no O-line.
You guys like Broncos? I can feel it.
I'm on the Broncos too.
Yeah, I like Broncos.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I understand.
Just to remind people,
we bet in Cleveland on Sunday morning.
I'm betting Cleveland first touchdown defense. I mean,
we take really. Touchdown or a defensive touchdown?
Yes.
Okay. Touchdown.
Defense touchdown and a first touchdown. Yeah. I think you should bet both defenses to score a touchdown. Honestly.
It's a good idea.
Wentz and Dylan Gabriel.
What are the numbers on that? I don't think I've ever.
Well, they have to be.
I think it's
low.
Five. I think it's plus 500 for that's an anytime. And I might be 30 for a first.
Well, that's what everybody – I mean, that's the thought process. These offenses stink. They're going to make mistakes. If this was a Chiefs-Ravens game, that defensive touchdown number is probably 8-1. But because it's Browns and Vikings, you're going to get that support for sure.
Oh, what an ugly game for Sunday morning. All right. All right. Three public dogs in college football. What could possibly go wrong for the room? Coming up next, our Lightning Bets contest plays we'll get together on. That's on the other side. Joe O. Sammy P. Bets What's Bet MGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Lightning bets coming your way. A lot of action. The division series starts tomorrow across Major League Baseball. We get four games, and you get two games on Sunday, two games on Monday. I was just trying to figure this out. Like, the scheduling, kind of no rhyme, no reason, but I get it. You don't want to throw four division series games up against the NFL on Sunday. It makes sense, and you want to spread it out as much as you possibly can. Big advantage, though, for certain teams in the National League. We can talk about that coming up as well. Lot to get through. Want to get through everybody's favorite bets going into the weekend with NFL, college football, Major League Baseball playoffs, now down to eight teams left. So let's try and throw our contest plays together, see if we can come up, agree on a list for week number five in the National Football League with the sides that we like. Paul, it was actually a winning week for us last week.
We got to 3-2, so we are now 8-12 on season, climbing out of a early hole, and we are on our way.
We are on our way somewhere. Hopefully not like it was last night. Sammy P, start us off. Where do you want to go with your first selection?
Let's go Commanders plus +3.
I think we're all in on that. So yeah. I think that's strong. Commanders plus three is a good look there. And then it'll probably get more challenging after this. Let me see where we're at for... See, Sam, I know you don't like the Denver side. What about Buffalo?
I could be wrong there, though. I mean, we could do Denver. If you guys both like it, I'm a sub. No, I'll sub you guys.
Well, the Buffalo number's eight. Paul, where are you at on that game? We haven't heard your opinion.
Yeah, it's I think we got to do one of these favorites. I've seen Detroit in the room. Kind of keeps me away from that. So, yeah, I don't really want to be sitting there Sunday night hoping that Drake May sneaks in the back door. So, yeah, I'm good with Buffalo.
I think they're going to kill him.
Good. Yeah.
Get there, Sam. Get there.
I'll get there right now. So here's my five. Cleveland, Philly, Baltimore, Washington, KC. Who do I flip out for Buffalo? Ravens, I guess.
I don't know what to do with that game.
Right. Yeah.
Where's that number going? Like in the contest, we got what?
One.
Yeah. All right, I'm in. I'm in on Buffalo. I got there. Let's go. Let's ride.
Paul, what you got?
Man. So this is what I have loosely plugged in. Denver, Washington, Buffalo, Jacksonville. And I had Vegas. I don't love it. So we can stay, because I'll be on Colts and Survivor. That just seems like a lot.
I hate,
but
the
it's only 6.5.
I like. Yeah. I lean Vegas side, but not at 6.5.
Ugh. Tampa
could do Tampa.
I like Tampa. Okay. I'm betting Tampa. I didn't think you guys would be in on that. The 3.5.
Yeah, I'm in for that. Sure. Yep.
Yeah. For sure.
That's
I like
three.
That one. That's three. Sam, which one do you
guys
want?
Well, see, in the contest, it's 3.5. I laid Chiefs 3. So I understand we don't want to do KC. So what are our three? Washington, Buffalo, and Tampa?
Correct.
Yes.
All right, we're heads up on Philly, Denver. What about Cleveland? Plus 3.5.
It's never Vikings, right?
Let's go, dude. Miles Garrett against Carson Wentz.
God, he's going to blow him up on like the third snap and then just scoop and score.
Who's their third quarterback? Who's next coming in?
I was just about to look that up. The third stringer in Minnesota is...
Oh, sorry.
Max Brosmer.
Who the hell is that?
He's a Minnesota Golden Gophers quarterback.
They wouldn't bring in Ritter?
No, Ritter's the fourth guy.
I might bring in Ritter instead of throwing this kid out there. Throw him to the wolves.
All right, one more.
All right.
We can do the Broncos, guys. It's fine. Don't feel bad.
No, yeah, I was just looking at the room. Like, is there one we're missing? That would be my play. And I know Paul agrees.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah, I've got that plugged in.
Don't care. It's all good. I sat in the chair last night. I'll sit in it again Sunday.
Dude. And that was a rocking chair winner when you sat in the chair. You had plus six. Closes 8.5. Never in doubt. They go right down the field.
Some people have always said CLV is a myth. I don't think that's true, but sometimes it is.
Thanks, GRP.
Imagine if you laid, like, there were some people that laid Rams minus 4 on that game and lost outright.
Wow. Wow. A myth? I mean, it's a real thing, but...
I know.
Yeah.
It definitely matters. Don't tell Spanky CLV's a myth.
Oh, he'll go off on you?
That's all that matters to him is beating the line. All that matters.
Where's Kelly on that? I feel like I've heard her be pro on both sides of that, right? Or she makes fun of herself, but she gets CLV and she ends up losing anyways.
Yeah. We can ask her. Put her on the hot seat next week.
I also want to ask her about, I forgot about the college football pool. Because it's the same situation. Same thing. It's like 1,200 out of 1,600 are still alive, and it was going to be so much more challenging picking two teams a week and narrowing down the conferences that you were going to make your selections for. So let's set up more contests. You in on Touchdown Survivor? She explained it to you yesterday.
Absolutely not.
All right, Paul. Well, let's start with Sam. Lightning bets we have not talked about this week. We broke down all the games. I think we talked about all the college plays. Anything else you want to throw out there? Could be baseball or something you haven't mentioned.
I like Chiefs -3. Good luck to all of you on Trevor Lawrence on Monday night. I understand it, but yeah, all right. Again, Paul, you're sitting there Monday night. You got the TV on, and then you hear da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you're going to be sitting there with your Jags ticket, hating life. You know it. So I'll go Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just going to say this out loud. The Jaguars beat the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. Never happening.
I only right? see 1-3 left out there at the Blue Book. That's it.
I would lay the 3. I thought Circa was still at 3, but could be wrong there. Maybe it moved. I'm joining Paul on Bama. On Wednesday, I was Vandy, and I realized on Thursday I was wrong. I apologize, Paul. You're good looking. I'm not. Vandy coughing. Okay. Would you say 44-2?
I'm gonna adjust that because I don't think Bama's getting taken a safety unless it's at the very end of the game. Let's say 44-10. 44-10.
That would cover 10.5. And Commanders +3. Let's do it. Ship it. There you go.
Love the Commanders play. That's strong. What else have I not talked about? I like Denver. We're getting 4s now. That man, there's a 4.5. How far is this thing going to climb? Wow. I'm surprised by that with all the sharp money that's coming in on Denver. I agree with that, so I'm going to wait on that, but I will be betting Denver at some point. We mentioned Washington. I like the Tampa Bay side. Also Buffalo. Talked about that. I'm getting close on Jets. I don't know. Maybe that's a teaser play because I don't want to regret that one. Maybe a contest play there. So that's where I'm looking for NFL. For college, I think we nailed it. We covered it all. I'm biggest on Penn State. Miami, Florida State, I'm going to be on the over in that one. And baseball, Dodgers -120 against the Phillies. Love that series price there. And let's see. I do like the Cubs over the Brewers. Cubs as a short dog. The slightest of dogs there. As far as series prices go. So that makes sense to me. All right, Paul, what do you have?
Mentioned Bama, Commanders, Broncos. One other college play, Wisconsin. Yeah, they're off by.
Really?
They've scored. No. No, I'm not betting Wisconsin.
Oh, I was going to say, their offense can't do anything.
On that point, first half points this season. 17. If you take out the grand total of 14 they scored against Middle Tennessee State, 3 first half points this season. Skunked against Bama, skunked against Maryland, Michigan, first half -9.5 against Wisconsin.
Paul, you going to bet Texas?
I think I am. At 4.5? Yeah. Yeah.
That Bama like Texas money line parlay. -120.
I like that.
GM.
Yep.
That's a good one. I like that.
Joe, you could do that with your Dodgers with your free bet. You get like 8-1.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, parlay it?
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers and Alabama and Texas. BetMGM just really structured very nicely right now on the app. +740.
Flagged.
Kicked out.
Don't want your business.
Yeah.
Not paying you.
Yep. Pretty much. All right. That's everything, right, Paul?
Yeah. Baseball Jake. What do we got?
I think I've talked myself into the Tigers for the series. So I'm going to do that. And I've talked myself into that. And then the Dodgers World in Series? Game one. How is it not?
The World Series or just the series?
Series against the Mariners, not World Series. I'm not going that far. I still think it's just going to be the Dodgers. But for the series
ago,
against the Mariners. Sorry.
You were saying Tigers. Come on.
My bad. That was a bait and switch on my end. I'm sorry.
The Hawk was giving him crap for like 2 years, too.
For so long.
Yeah, this Tigers bet.
Yeah. Because she looked at her bets and would just see Tigers for like 6 months because Jake said it one day. Now they're legit chance, and he's out on that. All right. This has been Bet Sweats. Check us out Sunday morning all over the network. Bet MGM Game Day and You Better You Bet Countdown to kick off. Best of luck this weekend. Right here. This has been the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.